It's huge. It's just, it's a wide fucking beach, you know. Is this one of Trump's VP contenders? What is this, man? This bitch. Excuse me for saying bitch. I don't know who she is, but ultimately, I am, you know, behind closed doors, I'm a total fucking sexist pig motherfucker. Behind closed doors, I call a woman all kinds of fucking names, right? Because she wants to be called those names. Am I right or am I wrong? You know, I'm not. In other words, I'm not saying behind closed doors, I beat women up. I'm not saying that. I'm saying behind closed doors, whatever she wants to be called, I'm going to call her. Sometimes they want bitch. Sometimes they want bitch. Sometimes they want slut. Sometimes they want whore. Sometimes they want my little bitch. You know, that's all stuff that I shouldn't be really talking about, I guess.
Excuse me.
It's all bedroom shit. And I mean, you know, don't you fucking ever engage in this behavior unless you have her 100% commitment. You understand? And I'm sure most of you guys know this. Some of you may not. Some of you younger, stupid fuckers. But some women, believe it or not, some women like to play certain games that involve aggressive and rough sex. Now, just wait a second. That doesn't mean that you initiate and you begin to engage in without her 100, 150% full agreement. You understand? That's the difference, motherfuckers. Because I know a lot of you young guys are fucking, well, a lot of you old guys too, you're dumber than fucking shit. And you don't know what no, I don't want to do that means. If she says, no, I don't want to do that, and well, I'm not really sure. If you're not really sure, I think you're fucking homosexual, personally. If you don't really know what a woman means when she says no, then here, err on the side of no. Okay? That way you're good, man. And if she said, well, I really meant yes, here's what you say to her. You say, you know what, baby? I don't really read you all that good, and good luck. And walk the fuck out and get in your car and go. I don't give a fuck what kind of a piece of ass she is. If she's really hot and she's fucking with your head that way, she is not worth it, man. She is not worth it. So you take a long walk off a short fucking pier on that shit. What I'm talking about here is sometimes she wants to engage in a, you know, I don't know what else to call it, but I'm not going to. I'll just say it's rough, aggressive sex. And, you know, she wants you to play a part and put on your flannel shirt, this kind of, you know, pretend like you're the plumber, this kind of shit. Yeah. And that's for her to initiate. You understand? In other words, I know a lot of you guys know this, and I'm pissing you off. I'm talking to the guys that don't. And there's a lot of guys that don't. Because I'm reading fucking shit this past week all the fuck over. Well, I don't want to say, but since it's on the pre-feed and it's BSP only, Jen Kirkman's Twitter feed and Margaret Cho and a lot of women who are saying, we've been raped for years. We've been raped for years. We've been raped as young middle schoolers, sure. High schoolers. Men don't understand. Men don't. We have no fucking idea. And the real assholes are the guys that say she's imagining it or she's making it up. If you know any guy that says that, you can ask him a few questions like, how do you know? And unless he gives you a really good answer, I say he's, you know, he's due for a fucking ass kicking. Personally, but there's a lot of guys out there that are fucked up in the head. You know, they hate women for a lot of reasons. And talk to women, they'll tell you they've been through it. So what I'm saying is anytime you know, any kind of sex play that's rough or, you know, quote, rape sex play is kind of, it's theater, it's a theatrical thing, it's exciting. She has to initiate that. She and she alone. Unless you guys have been married or you've been together for so long and you suggest to her as you're driving home in the car, hey, baby, do you want me to dress up like the plumber thing, you know? And if she says no, then fucking no, you know? But that shit has to be initiated by her. Because this is the kind of shit that these motherfuckers will point to and say, well, see, I mean, I didn't know what she meant. I mean, was she yes or was she no? Guys like that, I'm not fooled at all. I mean, and I pray that we don't have any BSPs that are like that. But if we do, you don't fucking fool my ass, man. You know, you're a lying motherfucker. And that's just it, you know. But like I say, if we have BSPs like that, I trust and I pray that we don't. But it's a despicable act. And I understand about serial rapists and really sadistic guys. I get that. But I'm talking about the date rape thing, which is really fucked up and extremely insidious and has to be dealt with. And the way it's dealt with, in my opinion, and I applaud the National Football League, the way it's dealt with is men talking to men, just like I believe the way that race relations, racial problems are dealt with by whites talking to whites. We got nothing to say to black people. We have nothing to say to black people. As white people, we got nothing to say to black people. Oh, that sounds kind of racist, Phil. I mean, it sounds to me like you're eliminating the... It could sound any way it wants. If you don't want to be a part of the conversation, then fuck the hell off. I don't care. I don't give a fuck anymore. What I'm telling you, that the conversation that is to be had when it comes to race is white on white. We have to educate each other. And it has to be, and you're going to really hate this, the more enlightened whites talking to the dumb fucking whites about how it works. That's what has to be done. In other words, what I'm saying is, and what I'm proposing here, is a hard-ass, super fucking hard-ass school, if you will, of whites educating dumber, and when I say dumber, I mean racially, in terms of the topic of race, dumber whites. You may think, and you may be saying right now, well, wait just a minute. I'm an intelligent man. I want to be spoken. I understand that. However, it has been my experience, and I believe personally that there is really just no... I don't think there's any retreat from it. It has been my experience. There is no equal, you know, point of view to point of view conversation about race among whites. It will just turn into a fucking firefight. And there's only one right point of view. And the right point of view is the following point of view. Listen to me. I know what you're thinking and I know what you're saying, and I don't, you know, personally, for the people that disagree, I don't give a shit, man, because this is the right point of view. Racial subjugation, and that is the racial subjugation of black people by whites, slavery, Jim Crow, and now, of course, this dubious and highly suspect treatment of black people by law enforcement, and the continuing prejudice of white people over black people in a less and less, you know, segregated, or at least institutionally segregated society, is the evil. You can say all you want about the following. You know, there's a lot of black people. What is racist? I understand that. Well, what about that? None of your goddamn fucking business. Okay? Because every fucking time white people weigh in on black people's behavior, it is a disaster. For starters, black people don't want to hear some white motherfucker telling them how to behave. They've got 500 fucking years of that shit. That's number one. I'll tell you, you know, my eyes were opened here over the last month when I said that white privilege exists. And it does. White privilege exists. White people controlling the majority of business, controlling the majority of property, controlling the majority of finance, controlling the majority of employment, controlling the majority of opportunity. White people, whites, at a time when race and, more importantly, white, the white race was a very significant thing to be a part of, that was everything. And to ignore it, to push that aside, is I think it's to be frightened, it's to be scared. You know, I'm scared. I don't really want to talk about it, Phil. It scares me. I think the Negroes are going to rise up on me or some shit, you know? So, what we have then is this ongoing problem. And a lot of whites, don't get freaked out by Twitter, man, because Twitter is just a whole lot of really sorry people who have 140 characters to just shit on everything, you know? And it's very tempting to think that the people that you read there are of average opinion. No, they're not. They're nowhere close to it, you know. But they are provocative and inflammatory and all of these things. But I'm telling you, you know, again, there is a conversation to be had, but it is not between white and black. That bullshit has already taken place. Fucking black people and white people talking across the racial line. How can we get along? Fuck that, man. The only way that shit gets solved is blacks talking to blacks, which I have no interest in because I'm not black, and I do have an interest, but it just has nothing fucking to do with me. Whites talking to whites, that has something to do with me. And I'm telling you that there is a right way and a wrong way to think about this thing. And you can horseshit me all you want, but if you want your country to move forward, if you want America to move forward, you know, if you really want, if you really, really care about this country, you cut the fucking shit and you'll recognize that there have been some serious realities here over the last, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500 years about race in this country, and that you don't just free people from slavery and expect them to immediately jump outside of the closet and become, you know, functioning human beings. There's all kinds of things to deal with when you have, as a race and generationally enslaved. You know, I was posting on Facebook yesterday ads, not ads, I can't even say they're ads. I don't know what they are. They're personals that were in the National Intelligencer. This is a newspaper that was published in Washington, D.C. between 1800 and around 1869. And if you go back and you can look at copies of the National Intelligencer, someone, God bless them, saved every copy that was published between January of 1812 and sometime later in that year, maybe even on into 1813. And there's significant news in there about the War of 1812, about the organization of militias, about the organization of the country, about different laws that were being passed by President or by the Congress and signed into law by President Madison. But to me, the most fascinating stuff was going back two or three pages to these little boxes, these little personals and posts and ads about runaway slaves, about wanting to pay a bounty for a runaway slave, about a slave being kidnapped, yeah, sure, quote unquote, about a slave eloping. They use the word elope a lot. And I was thinking, this is the only representation in this historical record for this period, which is 1812 America. This newspaper contains, in these small little ads placed by white overseers and plantation owners and slaveholders, those little ads, those little personal statements about a runaway slave, that's the only printed history, the only real contemporaneous printed history of black people in this country. And yet you look at the rest of the newspaper, all kinds of shit, militias, governments, homeowners, people buying shit, people selling shit, people getting married, people having babies, all the news that, you know, you would find today. But if a black person were to pick up that newspaper in those times, on those dates, and thumb through this thing for any news about his own race, and many of you are, I know what you're saying right now,
why does it have to be racial, Phil?
Why doesn't that black man absorb the white racial history that he's reading and make it his own? Well, then why don't you fucking absorb the black racial history of that period and make that shit your own? Make yourself a fucking slave. I have, Phil. Bullshit. No, you haven't. No, you fucking haven't. So there's nothing, man. There is fucking nothing. There's nothing in that newspaper, nor is there anything in any other goddamn newspaper in 18 motherfucking 12. Now, there were independently published newspapers eventually that began to make their presence known. They were published by freedmen. That is the term they used back in those days for a freed slave. In other words, a man who happened to be black. God knows how, and God knows when, and God knows why they got the money together to purchase the equipment needed and the real estate needed and the office space needed to publish a newspaper. But there were several by the late 1850s, black newspapers. The San Francisco Elevator, that was the name of it. That was a black newspaper. And there were others. But in 1812, man, there was nothing. And the white people always do the following thing. They always, you fucking whites, you, my brothers and sisters, you always filter black experience through the white one. You say, well, this is how it was for me. Why wasn't it that way for you? And when you say, well, I was enslaved. No, I know you were enslaved, but then you were freed. Right? So why didn't you do what exactly? What are you asking them to fucking do? And keep in mind that if it was not necessarily possible to do, then what the fuck do you think their experience was after that? And have you ever put yourself in that position? Have you ever given a shit? You know, have you ever given that much of a shit to put yourself in that position and say, okay, let me just see here for a few minutes what it might feel like to be black. But yeah, you know, I'm talking to white people who I know have heard this pitch before. So I have to be even more hardcore because they are used to talking to black people who, quite frankly, because I watched Van Jones, is that the dude? I watched him very calmly try to talk in a very peaceable way when that fucking sack of shit, that Jeffrey Lord, stupid Christ almighty, that doesn't begin to cover what's wrong with that guy. And this man is trying to very calmly explain to this dumb fucking white where he's wrong. So here's what I do. I'm not discussing this. I'm telling you. And I know that that probably pisses people off and they just reject me further. I don't give a shit because in my view, it's time for that. You know, we've discussed and we've frankly made really good points. And there are whites in this country who are just simply going to be obstinate because it's funny, because they like seeing, you know, people like me lose my fucking mind over how seemingly stupid they're acting. And in point of fact, they're probably doing it on purpose. And then there are those that are just frankly dumb. So, and all this marvelous discussion, you know, and trying to convince and trying to persuade, fuck them. There is no more discussion. This is how it was. And you're just fucking flat wrong. And if you think there's going to be some meeting of the minds between my correct view of history, because I have the facts on my side, and your dumb shit view of history, because you have no motherfucking facts on your side, and you have no ability to interpret events and understand the times, you know, then that's your problem. But the country's got to move forward. We cannot waste any more fucking time on these cocksuckers that are They think that it's funny, but what they're doing is they're wrecking the country. And they'll wreck the country if it means they can have their little white power point of view. Because that's what it is. Anytime you say that white privilege doesn't or did not exist, you're a fucking white power racist motherfucker. Period. If you say that white privilege doesn't exist, I've had that argument with people. Well, what are you talking about? They don't even know what I'm talking about. They don't believe it existed. They don't believe that there was such a thing as white privilege. Understand, you had a race of people that were enslaved for 300 plus years, 400 years. Then out of the chains, they come off onto the roads of America, where oftentimes they were targeted by whites who couldn't stand the sight of a free black man. They'd shoot them dead, fucking dead, man. You're walking down the street, you're black, you just got freed from slavery. Some white motherfucker sees you and says, I can't believe this shit. This black guy's walking down the road free as a fucking bird. I can't handle that. Pulls out his goddamn gun and shoots the guy dead. It happened all the fucking time in the South. Now, from that, we had the Ku Klux Klan. And from that, the federal government began to slowly shut down these freedmen bureaus because they didn't have the resources. They couldn't, you know, appropriate enough troops. I mean, after all, it was an army of occupation to some degree, but they could not spread those resources to the extent that they were protecting individual black lives. It was seemingly impossible, I guess, to the federal government to do that. And by the end of the 1870s, when the Klan was rising, and the Federals and the U.S. Army said, you know, we got other fish to fry. We got bigger problems, man. We got things back in Washington. We got other business to attend to. It, you know, in those days, that's what they did. It's just let this shit slide. And so black people had to fend for themselves at a time when the Jim Crow laws were now getting hammered home. By the late 1870s through the 1900s, Jim Crow and the extant, you know, the system in the South became the Jim Crow system that we knew all the way through the 60s. They couldn't enslave these people, but they goddamn could make them drink in this drinking fountain, change their clothes in this change room, eat at this part of the counter. They could separate blacks and subjugate blacks socially and legally. They couldn't vote in ways that sort of mimicked some of the shit going on in the slave times. Those motherfucking Southerners of the 19th century, they were not going to give up their white fucking power. No how, Jack. Those bitches were going to hold on to that shit until they had it fucking beaten from them. And it didn't happen until the 1960s, in tandem with the black civil rights demonstrations, the rise of black nationalism, the federal government finally fucking getting involved, the Ku Klux Klan finally having its head cracked open. And it took a long time, because this is a country of freedom, and that means individual freedom, and that means states' rights, and that means you can shit all over any human being that you want in the name of freedom. And that's what was going on in the South. And it went on for a long time. And, you know, guys like Martin Luther King, who, you know, God bless Martin Luther King, but his method could only work so far. You know, I am a peaceful man, and all we're asking for are our rights. And he got his head busted open, as did a whole bunch of people that were marching with him. And he got disrespected, and he got spit on, because those fucking white cracker pieces of shit down there, well, shit, man, you show me a black man who's nonviolent, hell, that's a party for me. All those Klan bitches, and that one motherfucker I saw on TV, he was some cop. He just died, too. He just fucking died like 2 years ago. Some fucking dirty cop, Southern cop, standing there talking to a young black man who is asking why they're not allowed to march to a certain point. And he stands there dropping the N-word on this kid. And the kid is obviously very much indoctrinated by Dr. King's philosophy. So he's really, really peaceable and agreeable. And this big, tall, skinny, ugly-ass fucking pig from Alabama. And I say pig because they exist. I don't use that word as a blanket word among cops. I do not think cops are pigs. I don't like that word. But individual cops, goddamn right. Individual fucking cops, yes. Who don't know their job and don't know, really should be doing something else, probably collecting fucking garbage. This guy, this motherfucker, was the definition of a pig. And this fuck just died like 3 years ago. Because I looked him up. Who the fuck is this guy? I looked this motherfucker up, and there it was. And oh my God, he was a grandfather and a father and all these marvelous... Boy, they really laid it on thick, this guy's obituary. Nothing there about him standing and stopping black protesters and calling them N-words and tell them, go home and go inside your houses and get off the street, otherwise you'd be a subject to arrest. So, you know, my philosophy is a pretty simple one, and that is the following. And, you know I can only imagine how many people are just seethingly pissed off about the shit I'm saying. But that's good, you know. That's good. That's not bad. That's good, because that's a beginning. I am not here to tell other white people, fuck you, I never want to talk to you again. I'm here to tell you I've got serious fucking disagreements with you. I want to talk to you about them, but I'm not changing my opinion one fucking bit. And I know you're not going to change your opinion. I know you're not going to change your opinion, but I got more people on my side than you do. And you are going to go the way of the motherfuckers that bombed the church in Birmingham. I'm not calling you a murderer. I'm just saying you are a part of ancient history. And either the country passes through this period peacefully, or we have to go and, yeah, we have to violently, emotionally, you know, deal with this part of our history in a destructive way before we can be constructive. I do not know, man. I just don't fucking know, man. I just don't fucking know, okay? Now, did I do this Uber commercial? I actually did this fucking Uber commercial, and I should not have, because this is for Friday, okay? All right, kids, we're almost ready to go. Just love getting that shit off my chest. Thank you guys for letting me do that. I really appreciate that. I am just... There's so much that I want to say. There really is. I'm so fucking angry. I'm so motherfucking angry.
The money turned into a monster.
That's a fucking cool song, man. How I Feel, Flo-Rida. Now, let's see what we can do here. All right, babies. Let me try this out, man. Bing, 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 boing. I am going to be in so much trouble. SQRST. I went upstairs and Lauren is asleep. She is asleep, man. And the kitty cats. My little girl doesn't come down. She doesn't come down and see me anymore, man. Where's my little fucking thunder? She's upstairs playing with Poncho and with Lauren. How about that? When I came downstairs, she was waiting for me at the foot of the stairs. But I went, okay, are you going to hang with me? And she's like, and I went in here, and she turned around and went up the stairs. How about that, man? That ain't cool, girl. You are my girl, man. Now you ain't here. The fuck, you know? Goddamn cat. Okay. How about that, man?
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Oh, look at this, man.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
No, man. What is this shit, man? Why do I have, that's weird, man. All right, here we go. And then I have this. This is, like, really weirded out, man. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Yeah, right now, Phil, we got the 5 out of the freeway here. We're going to get down to the day. We get down and get downtown tonight. Get down tonight. Make a little love, do a little dance, get down tonight. This is Bob Akin.
No idea what I'm doing here. This is going to be really embarrassing. I'm not ready to back Trump. Hey, Gloria Borger on CNN. Get a motherfucking job or something, bitch. I'm tired of looking at your ass. And why in the fuck? All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Where are we at, man? Look at this audacity. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go.